Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Esther, who has functional pain.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Ring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Morning, Esther.
Thank you very much. Take yourself a seat.
Stiff.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of pain today. I had a fall 2 days ago.
Oh, God.
I've got degenerative spine and hip damage.
Mm.
And at the minute, it's really bad. Sometimes my hip and my legs are just giving me underneath myself and I'm falling to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, 2 days ago, I felt the floor outside of my house.
Mm.
And since then, I've been in quite a lot of pain. The gabapentin that I have been prescribed isn't helping with anything at all, and I'm not sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting worse as the colder nights and the damp weather's coming in.
Mm. Crikey, you're putting up with a lot.
Yeah, and looking after a 4-year-old as well. Mm. It's quite tiring.
Is it just the two of you in the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Parents nearby?
My parents live down the road, but it's a 10-minute drive.
Okay, but they're local at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just lost at what else I can do for it, because it is becoming a big problem. I'm struggling getting in and out of bed. I'm struggling to get up and down my stairs, even though I've got double railings.
Yeah.
On my really bad days, I'm having to use my dad's walking stick just to kind of
help. So you've had adaptations made to the house because of this?
The adaptations were already in the house when I moved in, but they were helping.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a shower in the house because I can't get in and out of the bath.
Yeah.
I'm relying on my parents for a shower at the moment.
Okay.
Because it's so hard to try and...
And that shower's in the pipeline for you, so to speak, is it?
I've asked about it, but I've had nothing.
Where's that coming from?
I've asked the council if they can, like, an assistance.
So it's a council house that you're in at the moment, isn't it?
Okay.
So you're having trouble doing lots of activities of daily living.
Yeah.
So you can't get in and out of a bath. Is there anything else you can't do?
I can't. I'm scared to go shopping on my own. As due around the supermarket, my hip could give way.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the staff have assisted. There's on days where it has given way, but I'm kind of relying on my parents to come with
the staff in the supermarket.
Yeah, they've like kind of helped us back up, or
Blimey.
They've helped us round the shops. It's
Blimey.
Getting really bad at the minute.
Who have you seen about all of this before, Anna?
I've seen Dr. Romberg.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a pain specialist. Neoprene Valley, I can't remember what that
is. What do they think, or what do you think is the underlying problem here?
I was in a car crash 5 years ago.
Because of that, didn't it?
And this has resulted.
And what damage was caused by the car crash?
It was a complete write-off. I got told I had bursitis. But then, after a few years, the pain was getting no better. And that's when I was referred to a pain specialist and a musculoskeletal specialist.
Did you break anything? Any fractures?
Nothing was broken, no. That I came out unscathed, just really bad pain in my left side.
So you've had right-sided low, sort of hip and low back ever since then?
Ever since the accident.
How much of that is emotional, do you think?
I've gone through quite a bit of depression. I've sought counsellor's help because of it, because it was, at the time, it felt really unfair that it's happened to me. Luckily, it happened before I had my son.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was before then, but it kind of does impact. I'm getting emotional now, but it's like, if I can't be a parent to my son how I want to be, then it's...
Is it stopping you from doing things for your son?
Yeah, I can't pick him up. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't put him in and out of the bath.
Yeah, okay.
I can't, like, lift him how he wants to be, like when he wants to cuddle, when he's poorly. I can't do anything.
You've been seen by a physiotherapist?
Yeah, they said they couldn't help. They've given us everything they can.
Okay. And you've had x-rays and things like that?
Yeah, I've had MRI scans a lot.
Oh, God.
It just seems like it's getting worse. Just struggle with what I do.
Yeah. Are you working?
No, I've lost my job.
What was your job before?
Civil servant.
And what did that involve?
Admin work, I sit at the computer. I had everything adapted, but I had an accident in work. I bent down to my locker and my back completely gave way and I ended up lying on my mum's sitting room floor for 5 days and I lost my job because of it.
She fell over at work.
I bent down for a locker to get into my locker.
And then what happened?
And my back just spasmed completely. Okay.
So you had a sudden exacerbation of your pain at work. Okay, that sounds dreadful. Okay. Difficult for you to cope with, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah.
And where's the money coming from at the moment?
Parents.
No benefits. Which is difficult for you emotionally, isn't it?
It's very hard. I'm struggling to work out where I'm going to get my next meal from some days. As long as my son eats, I don't eat.
You're not getting any benefits at the moment?
I just get a bit of tax credits for my son, bet child benefit for my son. But we've had a bit of problem with income support, so I'm still waiting on stuff from them.
Yeah, okay. With coming here today, so it sounds like pain is the main issue.
Yeah.
And it restricts you from doing things, and also that you've got this problem with recurrently that right hip causing you to your leg to give away and you're falling in all sorts of odd places as well. Worst case scenario, have you got any thoughts in your mind about what might be behind all of this?
All I know is that it's the degenerative spine damage and it's just going to keep getting worse. So it's like every day it's, what's it going to bring? I can't plan anything. I can't make sure of everything. I've just got to make sure I've got someone on standby.
Sure. Did you have any particular thoughts about what you're hoping I would help you with today?
Just anything for the pain or anything that'll help stop falling to the ground, any assistance I can have.
Yeah.
I mean, I drive a car and at the minute I'm only driving short distances.
Mm.
If I'm having to drive any further than 10 minutes, it's a big... Big knock because my hip can go numb.
Safe enough?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always got someone in the car with myself.
Yeah, okay. A lot going on, isn't there? Can I check? You're not a drinker?
No.
Smoking?
No.
No. Substances?
No.
No, okay. But we've got you on some substances, haven't we?
You've got us on gabapentin.
Are they any good for you?
They can help, but on days like this, it's still a struggle because if I've got to take more...
Do they make you more likely to fall?
They make us sleepy, so I don't tend to go anywhere when I take them. I tend to take them for the night time.
I was going to suggest that you don't take them during the day because they may make you more likely to fall.
Yeah, I take them. I only take them on a night time.
What about these fellas? Are you not using these anymore?
So they were just to help us to sleep, but I still haven't taken them.
Did they make any difference with your sleep?
Not really, no.
Okay, so we'll come back to those if that's okay.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like that was a... It looks like that was a low dose.
That was I was depressed mainly. They were helping us to...
But they helped you with your...
They did. They helped us with my mood. But I'd stopped taking them.
But your mood's an issue at the moment, isn't it?
It's just because I can't do anything that
frustration.
I want to do. Yeah.
Frustration. Okay, good. Just give me a happiness score out of 10. So 10's perfect, not so bad. You definitely would harm yourself.
I would never harm it, but I'm more like a... I'm like a 6.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's just frustration. But there is days where I can be a 10. I feel like I want to conquer the world. I want to do all the housework.
So things are okay.
Yeah.
But things are difficult at times.
Okay. Yeah, I'm struggling to even just do housework at the minute. I've got to wash a dish, wash a couple of dishes, and I've got to stop.
Yeah.
Just so I don't...
If I take my magic wand... And I'd solve one issue for you today. What would it be?
Me back.
The back?
Me back. Me hip, I could.
Yeah.
I could put me back. I can't. I struggle to bend down to pick.
Yeah.
Even doing the correct procedure, sitting down for long periods of time, I'm struggling.
Right.
Walking is a big issue.
And so you've had an MRI and it showed some wear and tear changes.
Yeah, it showed the degenerative spine damage.
And when was that done?
That was done a couple of last year, year before.
Going to need to look back at your records to find that, if that's okay. Good. Sounds like I'm going to need to do a bit of homework about this. Esther, an awful lot going on. Well, thanks for sharing all of this. It sounds really difficult for you. It sounds like from the support that you've had and the investigations that you had, that the most likely explanation for this is that you've got a problem which is largely functional.
Mm-hmm.
What's happened is you've had a genuine cause for having severe pain in your hip and your back, but you're now very sensitive to pain.
Yeah.
And your brain and your body has reprogrammed yourself software-wise and wiring-wise to actually make you feel that you're going to fall. So you're getting pains and you fall as a reflex for it. And it's not your fault that it's happening, but we need to try and reprogram you.
Yeah.
Okay. So almost certainly you've got what we would call a functional illness. So I'm going to do my homework.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you some homework to do to understand a little bit more about this side of things. So I'm going to give you a an article that I've written about functional illnesses. Mm-hmm. We're going to try and figure out between us where you want to go in terms of trying to improve the symptoms that you've got,
yeah,
and your mobility and your safety,
yeah,
to allow you to do the things that you want to and need to be able to do as a mother as well. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, I've been trying not to take medication where I can because of... because of my son.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of like, I don't want... I call it the zombie effect.
Yeah.
So I try not to take... I mean, I was on Tramadol during the day.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like a losing battle.
Yeah.
Because I felt like I needed more, so they let us have a break off it.
Yeah.
But the minute I've got no medication at all because I'm scared...
To take it.
But then it's, I need the medication... But I've got none in, sort of thing.
Sure, sure. I can see that you, when the pain has been bad before, that you've taken a tablet called naproxen.
I still take naproxen.
You're still using it at the moment?
With Lansoprazole.
Okay. I think that's reasonably safe, and I'm happy for you to use that. But I don't suggest that you use gabapentin during the day, because it hasn't been helpful.
Yeah, it's just the night time, so I can actually lie down.
Yeah. Because your mood's been an issue, we could think about adding in amitriptyline on a night, mm-hmm, and that might give you an additional benefit for the rewiring issue,
right, yeah,
for the reprogramming issue that you've got with the functional illness. Yeah. So it may actually help you with your sleep as well. Is sleep a problem?
Sleep's a huge problem. I've got broken sleep. I'm not going to sleep until about 1 o'clock in the morning.
So because you've used it before, why don't we restart that, but actually ask you to slowly increase it as time goes by?
Right, okay.
Do you get fibromyalgia?
No.
No. You don't get pain anywhere else in your body apart from that side?
Just the right side.
Yeah. None on the left side?
None on the left side.
Okay. So this is to try and improve the pain and also to help you with your sleep, and we'll slowly increase it depending on what you're tolerating, but we're aiming to relieve the pain.
Is there anything I would take for the pain? I used to take Tramadol, but like I say, the...
No, I wouldn't recommend any additional painkillers on what you're...
I've tried paracetamol, but...
Usually they're not particularly helpful, to be fair.
Don't touch the sides.
No, keep active. That's a really helpful positive thing for you. You're not doing any harm, and even when you get that sudden urge to fall, mm-hmm, don't fall. Mm-hmm. Just hold on
I
to something.
I tried to try and stop yourself. Yeah. I've got like a trolley on my mom.
Great. Lean on something. If you need to go to the ground, make sure you don't harm yourself when you're going down. But it's just a reflex, and what you need to do is to hold the part that's sore and brace yourself and stop yourself from falling. That's important, okay? So I'm going to give you some information. I'm going to give you some more amitriptyline today.
Okay.
That's the only additional painkiller I'm giving you at the moment. Okay. Does that sound reasonable?
Yeah, that's good. Reasonable.
Because I don't think you need any additional tests, but I'd like to just see what the investigations show, because I think that could inform me sharing with you what you should be doing in the future. Yeah, I don't think that we need to do any additional scans or anything. Mm-hmm. So that's the amitriptyline.
Okay.
If you're not using it at the moment, then slowly increase it and see how you get on with it. If you're dry in the mouth, stop it. If you're drowsy in the mornings, reduce the dose.
Right, okay.
So just start on one tonight, and then every two or three nights you might want to increase it by further tablet. That might well give you substantial help with your tolerance to pain. Mm-hmm. Your tolerance to pain is the problem here.
Yeah.
You've got a low tolerance to pain. We need to improve your pain tolerance and for you to understand that you're not doing any harm by keeping active.
Yeah.
And if we can help you back towards even voluntary work, that would be a big step towards you actually getting back towards some sort of gainful employment where you feel you've got the confidence to do something.
I mean, I try to go for walks with my son. It's just the thought of if I go down, but I try to just make it a short walk, and if I feel good, we'll walk to the park.
Brilliant.
Or we'll walk to the shops.
Definitely a really positive thing to do. There are some other exercises that might be really helpful for you under the circumstances,
mm-hmm,
but I think what we need to do is to revisit this once you've had a chance to do some homework.
Right, okay.
One of the things I'd like you to think about in the future is Tai Chi, because that can be really can really improve your symptoms.
Okay.
Okay. Does the word functional illness mean anything to you?
It's not something that's been brought up before. I've just been told this is what you've got, that's what you take.
Yeah.
So it's always been...
Well, there's a bit of wear and tear in your back.
Yeah.
There's obviously the injury, but I think at the moment what you have is a low pain threshold, an increased sensitivity to the signals that you're getting from your body, and we need to just bring them down a bit because you're too sensitive to them. And it's not necessarily tablets that are going to be the full answer, but if they may be part of the answer, and the amitriptyline might help you in that respect. So this is your homework.
Okay.
And why don't we see each other again within the month?
Right, okay.
That'd be okay.
I'll try and book in for, say, like the end of January.
That's a good idea. And just as a priority booking, you can use one of these. Right. So a week before you need the appointment, book in to see me.
Right, okay.
Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly great. Fine. I've got all my adapted chairs and a toilet move, and I've got cushions.
Well, that's really
cool. Coccyx cushions. Yeah. I've got everything.
Great.
So
I'll do my homework before I see you next time.
No.
And we'll look forward to meeting again within the month.
Thank you very much.
You're really welcome.
An appointment.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.